B-Pod Studios.
A lot on the line tonight.
My kid,
I mean, that's
up
stating
today.
The obvious. Yeah. It's stating the obvious.
Who feels it the most? No, I mean, from a Bruins perspective, like, I went to a Super Bowl back in 96, 97. I had nothing to do with it. I'm the backup. You know what I mean? There are guys that carried us and got us to that point. But the tension and drama of that moment, the hyper, when you hyperventilate, when you come out, when this is it, here comes Barry Melrose. Leave me in Melrose.
Leave
yeah.
Me. You still drinking are. That Starbucks crap?
Looking what clean.
Oh, non-branded today.
You brought the sexy
remember,
outfit today.
Boston runs on Duncan. All right?
Attaboy.
Just remember. Gotta
look at this. This is great.
God.
That's a good look, Steve.
This guy.
Like that.
Gotta get Duncan.
Yeah. Where were we?
Fat Dave.
You got his coffee at the hotel today.
It's, yeah. You know, who's in
I bet they're I bet they're staying somewhere really nice too.
Oh yeah. God, yeah. It's, no.
It's not,
said they're
not just a big urn of coffee that they're
no, those guys are sister Marriott down the street.
Oh, they're
that's not that great. Because that's not that great.
How do you know?
How do you know where? That's where they were staying 2 weeks ago.
No, the Blues, they the same thing.
They went somewhere different.
He said they put on the same place. Everything's just they flip cities here. They stay same place in St. Louis, and it's all planned out for them. So they're just back and forth. It's like Felger, right? Snip snap.
Okay.
So who's it affect the most tonight when you take the ice? Is it guys like Bergeron? Those, you know, the guys that really have a hand in it. Yeah, and I'm not talking about the third, the fourth. Maybe it is the third or fourth line. Those guys have helped carry you. See, that's the difference with this type of team and what's on the line tonight. You know, you're not just carried by your top two lines and you get your little fun Merlot line or your energy line and that. It's like everybody has their hand in this tonight. And whatever defensive pairing it is. Tuukka Rask, you know, I hope it seems like he slept last night. You know, you go back to Sunday and I said, I felt awful about the game Sunday all day until I heard the Rask audio from the press conference. Where he's sitting there, yeah, we just got to go out and do our thing tonight. We're good. We've been in the spot before. Like that guy's got it under control. He's in such a freaking zone. Somebody's going to squeeze the stick tight tonight, and I hope it's them. I hope it's them taking the bait from their head coach about being extra physical, that maybe they left some physicality out there on the ice. Go ahead and do it. Eliminate the 5-on-5. Because when it's 5-on-5 at times, it seems like you have the advantage, St. Louis. Go ahead and hit us. Go ahead and get in the penalty box. Give us the man advantage. Put us on the power play. And I think today you're talking about keeping your wits about you, right? Don't let the moment. Don't get caught up in a moment where they hit and you think you have to hit back. Realize how good our power play is from a Boston Bruins perspective. We want them to hit us late. We want them to be dirty. Let them get caught up in that. Cup's in your building. You know, you took it. You made that cup get on a plane and come back here. You know, they thought they were partying. Throw all that stuff out there. Torrey Krug, if that really mattered, like that stuff, give it to them again. Like they thought they had it wrapped up on Sunday. They did. They thought they had that thing wrapped up. They're tight. That team should be tight. They had to come on a plane and come here. And they know this place is going to be lit tonight. This place is going to be nuts. I know you two guys are sticking around. You're going to the game. I'll be watching with my kid at home because that's what we do. He's excited. He got up early today. I didn't have to wake him up. Dad, you know what today is? Yeah, your baseball playoff game. No. Cup day. Then he's like, when's the parade? If there's a parade. I said, if there is, you get out of school. You're banging out. So you got that working for him today as he goes to school. Somebody's, oh, we had to drive in. You rode the train today. How was your train ride?
Packed.
Different day.
Train's packed.
It's a different day.
I don't think that had anything There's to do a, with the cup.
I think it has something to do with the cup.
I think that had everything to do with the fact
City's humming, baby.
That red line car went off the track, and the rest of that train still hasn't moved over there. I drove by it and saw it this morning.
Beetle said it's going to be a while.
I saw that electrical box that it ripped apart. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, red line riders. That's going to be a couple of days.
So what do you do? So when you get off a stop earlier,
there was some other damage.
And they bus you around it? So you get off a stop early and they bus you around, right?
Artie, they do. There's some other damage over there.
Yeah, that's...
I'm hearing myself, so maybe we're doing some other reconnecting.
I thought it was Jim yelling again.
No.
They had to get the crane out.
Last night? Took them
we recommended that.
Were we ahead of that?
Earlier.
Were we ahead of that? Like, they got to get it. Not like you push it.
They got to get a crane.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to jack it up.
Yeah. Hoist it.
Jack that thing up.
Now we're getting double back again. All right. Yeah. Well, this is fun. We'll figure this out.
We'll figure it out. We'll get all the kinks worked out. But thanks for being with us. Thanks for hanging. This is what we do.
That is going to be a couple of days, I would say, before they get that up and running the way it needs to be up and running. That's all I could offer you at this point. But I don't think that packed train or the traffic coming into the city this morning was all related to the Cup.
So, I mean, yeah, it is. There's Bears. In Cranston. There's Bears. You know, Bears in...
There are Bears Arlington, in Cranston.
Arlington
Bears. Cranston and Bears.
Keep putting out your bird feeders, people. That's what they want to do. They want to eat. Put the food out. Put the bait out.
I'm just telling you.
The Bears are coming out of the woods.
A little something to do with it. That was not a normal Wednesday.
This is no normal Wednesday. This has been an unmitigated train wreck, just like that T-stop crash right by us over JFK Dorchester area.
What has?
This show's been an unmitigated train wreck.
I don't disagree.
I'm doing everything to just keep it in line right now. And we're doing a good job, I think.
They don't even have half of the first stage built yet either. Oh, boy.
Haven't even really started on that front yet.
You're here, so you really can't hear that, but your crossover with Toucher and Rich.
Is it loud?
I didn't hear you. It sounds like, I know what it is. It's that damn air gun or the drive gun, whatever the hell the thing's called. What's that thing? Bolt gun?
They're just drills. They're just drilling in the bolts to build these stages because, once again, they're building them right now.
It sounds like they're dragging the metal crates over
They'll be doing that.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and hopefully we'll be up and running on the other side. More of Zone Beetle live from Boston Sports Grill next.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill are the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy is scheduled to speak in about 15 minutes at TD Garden, and when he does, we're going to carry him live today. Bruins head coach getting ready to talk on the morning of Game 7, which will be played tonight just across the street from where we are today at the Boston Sports Grill. We're in our Star Market broadcast booth once again with Bud Light today as we get set for the final game of the year for the Boston Bruins and the St. Louis Blues. Winner takes it all tonight. They'll take the cup home with them. As the cup will, of course, be in the building once again. What's on the line for these two teams? Well, for the Blues, it's winning it, right? Having it. For the Bruins, it's about legacy for some of the individuals on the team.
Yeah.
Right? It's about Zdeno Chara and Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci and Tuukka Rask and guys being able to cement themselves as not just a one-time team, but as a team that did it multiple times.
Yeah, and it tends to... I don't know. It elevates you personally as the athlete. I mean, look at David Ortiz. If David Ortiz didn't have the type of moments and clutch moments that he had in big spots, in championship games and runs, you don't get the type of attention that guy garnered and deserved over the past week and unfortunately what he's going through. We talk about it with Brady, heading towards the end, right? The Vinatieri years, McGinnis. Enjoy it while it's there because it's not going to last forever. Patriots have been able to keep that consistency going. The Bruins have a really good older core. And what's this going to mean for them? Even more so like a guy like Tuukka Rask. He's the Conn Smythe winner if they win it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
Who's two? I don't know if you have a two. Who's number two?
That's a good question.
Really? Because it's not Bergeron.
No.
Is Marchand done enough to be the second guy?
No, he hasn't.
About a guy like Charlie Coyle.
You've got to start looking at other guys down the roster.
McAvoy. You got to look at
it's
it.
It's McAvoy.
Like defenseman.
But has McAvoy been good enough this round?
No.
No.
He had a good game.
He had a good game six.
Right. What was he
before that in this round?
Yeah, but McAvoy has trended upward toward in this round. Has anybody else?
Barely. I mean, he had a good game six.
Yeah.
No, it's not even a consideration. If the Bruins win, and even if Tuukka lets in six goals tonight and the Bruins end up winning 7-6, it's still him. So tonight's game doesn't matter as long as the Bruins pull out the win. I don't even know. I don't even know where to begin the conversation for who, if not him, then who.
So I think there are different things on the line tonight for both of these teams. For St. Louis, it's to be able to win it. And for Boston, it's to be able to start cementing a legacy and to start bookending an era.
Yeah,
is what it is. They're in two totally different places and would be winning it for two totally different reasons.
Yeah, this could be.
It'll be remembered for two totally different reasons.
We did stuff with Char Talk yesterday. Say they win it, and he hoists it. He says, you know what? I'm good. Psh, that's it for me. You know, so there's another guy that you start to phase out. And then guys like McAvoy, the young core, Charlie Coyle, local kid from Weymouth, right? These kids now, it's the passing of the torch to them to try to attempt to keep it going. And what Cassidy, what Sweeney, what Neely have done, you know, from a draft perspective, what they did at the trade deadline to bring these guys in to keep going. You hear the Peverly highlights and some of the montages.
I think
you forget some of the guys, the Hortons, you know, Savard and what they went through. But it's still, it's Bergeron, it's Marchand, it's Chara.
You know, I think personally no one has more to gain tonight than Tuukka Rask.
Right, I agree.
No one. Because he will not only have one to his name, but he will have beyond that, as you mentioned, a Conn Smythe trophy.
Yeah.
And will have silenced any doubters.
Like, what do you? What else
it's
can
over.
You think? What else can you think about a guy like Bergeron? Say Bergeron goes and scores three goals tonight. What are we going to think differently of him?
Yeah, I think he's greater than he already was.
People aren't even critical of him when he plays.
I mean, I think legacy-wise, Zdeno Chara has a lot to gain. Because I don't think he's got too many more kicks at it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, to become two-time Stanley Cup champion
right.
is a big difference. Whereas Patrice Bergeron could get back here in my mind. He could. And I know that he has talked about realizing in the six-year gap between being here in 2013 and losing to the Blackhawks and getting back here now,
how
hard it is to do that.
Right.
But it's plausible that he could get back here again. Plausible. Which team is closer to getting back here? It's better to talk about this now, by the way, than it is to talk about it after they win or lose.
Huh.
Which team is closer to getting back here next year or the year after that?
This team. Because of your goalie. He's not going anywhere.
Agree.
Bergeron's not going anywhere. Marchand's not going anywhere.
You got good young talent.
I mean, unless you move Krejci.
You got a deeper roster than the other guys.
Like, Char's the only one that really, like, hey, if you win it, yeah, you could see him walking away.
In all fairness, though, how much of you getting here had to do with not having to play the Capitals and having the Lightning?
That's a good point.
Well, this is what is constantly brought up. And what I would say to that,
it's not so much about the teams, Beetle, as it is the conferences.
The yeah.
You know, you take a look at it. Who's closer to getting back? Well,
is the Western Conference an easier road? Right now.
I know. And again, this year, they had I think the Blues had a couple of teams taken care of for them that would have given them issues. I think Vegas would have given them
issues.
They're
lucky to get out of Vegas. I mean, yeah.
My thought is that even with the Capitals and Tampa Bay just utterly choking and puking all over themselves in the first round, that even with those teams helping the Bruins the way they did and just bowing out, that the Bruins are still built for this time of year better than the Blues are. And this is still, I like having this conversation today instead of tomorrow, because if the Bruins are to lose tonight and you have this conversation, it sounds like it's sour grapes after the fact. So let's do it now and get it out of the way.
Right.
The Bruins are still built. I prefer the Bruins to be built the way they are than the way the Blues are.
Well, the Blues are assuming that they've got their goaltender now. And
they don't.
I wouldn't make that assumption.
They don't. They've built their team with their defenseman, which is fine. When you don't have a goalie, build it with the defenseman. I get it. But their style of play, it's outdated.
It's outdated, certainly, for regular season. I think
it's archaic. It's becoming archaic.
It's old school hockey. It's old school hockey is what it is.
Actually, and I think, obviously it suits them in the postseason. If you're going to go up against teams that are feeling the pressure to score and to move the puck and they're not playing as free and easy offensively, then this is a team that can get the job done in the postseason. I hope that doesn't hold true for tonight, because we've seen it. We've seen it through the three losses that the Bruins suffered against St. Louis. You know, they just grind you down. They wear you down physically. They wear you down mentally. And they do all that stuff that makes it tough for teams to kind of overcome that in the postseason. Regular season is where... And to that point, regular season, they weren't good.
So
big chunks.
This is another one of my points today. If you're a hockey fan of the modern game today, say you're a fan of the Tampa Bay Lightning, who should you be rooting for tonight? Should you be rooting for the Blues, or should you be rooting for the Boston Bruins?
in terms of what it will mean for hockey going forward.
Yeah, what do you want to see win?
Bruins.
You should want to see the Bruins win. If you're a Capitals fan and your team won a year ago, what should you want to see win tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
You should want to see the Bruins win.
Move it with.
I think most of hockey should want to see the Bruins win.
Move it with a see them win it with a good goaltender and some offensive prowess. So they're not afraid to hit, but they've also got defensemen that can move the puck.
With what that's, the league? Okay,
that's fun to watch.
And let me ask you this one. Okay, yeah. Grand conspiracy now. The league, with everything they tell us that they want, the headshots out of the game.
Right.
They want the fighting out of the game. They want it to be about speed and skill. And they want it to be about that and not about the physicality anymore, not about the dangerousness of it anymore. What do they want to see win tonight? Who do they want to see hoist that cup at the end of the night?
Bruins. They don't want to talk. They don't want to. They don't want a coach that's sort of a thughead, telling his team to play more physical, going around knocking the other team out. Grizzlick not able to play. Char with a broken jaw. That type of player, legendary player. Suspensions. You know, after the fact, when you go back and look at it, even though there wasn't a penalty call, we're going to suspend a guy. Yeah, we want that type of team. Old school hockey team to win it. No, because you can't build hockey teams that way. Or do you really want the league to go that way?
Right.
Tell me one way or the other.
Do you want a guy?
I did like those teams.
Do you want a guy who is
Horton, Lucic, you know, fighting type team?
Yeah, but as we said yesterday, those teams had skill.
Team change it.
Those teams had skill.
Right.
Those teams could score. They had guys who could score on those teams.
Yeah.
Those guys weren't goon teams. They had guys who could fight. They certainly had a guy on their fourth line in Sean Thornton who would throw down with anybody. But they weren't a goon. They weren't a bunch of goons.
Yeah.
That's not what they were. So, I don't know. I look at this team and say, the NHL wants this team to win? I don't think so. Not with everything they've told us they don't want this team to win, with their head coach who's a buffoon and a guy who's a top 10 all-time leader in penalty minutes in their league. They want this guy to win? They want this guy to make sure he gets on the cup, and they want the Blues to win?
Ugh.
This isn't what they want their game to be. And so, I don't know. Does that factor in tonight? What does the rest of hockey want for tonight? And who do they want to see win this thing? And who's better built for the long haul? Because I just can't imagine that the Blues, the way they're built right now, are going to be in this every year, are going to be in the mix going forward. The Bruins have a better shot of getting back here in the next couple of years than the Blues do, even with their harder path, even with the Capitals in their way, even with Tampa Bay in their way.
Now, I hope you're right, Beetle, and I hope it doesn't come to pass that what our friend Capella was talking about as he was getting all upset during Game 5. He's like, "Duh! This is how you build a hockey team these days. Doesn't matter who's in goal.
He's not
build it
right
from the defenseman
that.
Out. You build it from the
That's
defenseman
not
out.
What it is.
Get great defensemen back there. Gum up the works. Doesn't matter who's in net. And just wear people down. Bore them to death." It's worked for the St. Louis Blues is all I'm saying. And if they were to win tonight.
For a team.
If they were to win tonight, it's going to be tough for teams. Look, there are teams that already have really, really talented offensive weapons on there. They've already built that way. But for teams who could go one way or the other at this point, it's going to give them some inspiration and some motivation to do it that way.
All right, coming up, the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy, will speak at TD Garden. You will hear him live right here on Zolak and Bertrand.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light. Zolak and Bertrand on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Bruce Cassidy just wrapped up his press availability a moment ago inside the Garden. If you didn't hear a moment ago, he said it is trending in the direction of Matt Grizzlick playing tonight. So we'll see what happens there. It is trending in the direction of Grizzlick in and Connor Clifton out. He did not say, I don't think, in what we heard specifically, if he had been given the medical clearance, did he? I didn't hear that part.
He didn't say specifically in the part that we were listening to.
No, it was vague, but it seems, I would say, he's playing.
We are going to have some guests here today. I apologize for the first hour. We've been all over the place here. We've had many issues to deal with.
People are juggling a lot. There's
yeah.
A lot of plugs.
Appreciate everyone here doing everything you're doing here to keep us up and running. Fellas, The Cassidy audio that we had, the feed we had, sounded like hot garbage. So we were able to capture the rest of it. And we're going to play back the last couple of minutes of that press conference so we can hear what he said, because we didn't have a chance to hear it either. Here's what we missed of Bruce Cassidy just literally 2 minutes ago at TD Garden. Let's have a listen.
Probably talk to you guys about Torrey, for example, as an offensive defenseman, how he'd always wanted to be talked about as a complete player, and I think he's done that in this playoff, showing he can defend against good players and still keep up the offensive numbers. Brad Marchand, how he entered the league as a bit of a kind of pest and how he's grown into an elite player. So we use that word around here, but I think it's for much later. And so I haven't thought about mine personally. I just want my name in the damn cup. That's what I want. And then you can talk about it however you want later on.
Front right, Joe.
Coach, during the regular season, a player misses a few games. It takes maybe one or two to kind of get back. How is that dynamic different when it's the Stanley Cup final?
Well, I think your adrenaline will carry you through. The one thing about Matt, you know, if he does go in and missing some games, is he's been skating with us. It's not like he just jumped on the ice yesterday. He's been participating, albeit non-contact, so there's a little bit of a different animal there. But at this time of the year, you're not into a lot of contact and practice anyway, so he's just going to have to, you know, understand, because he did obviously live the first, you know, whatever it was, game and a half with St. Louis. He knows their physical. He's been there. He's been watching. He knows he's got to get back in a hurry, you know, make good decisions with it. Take a hit to make a play if that's what's required, which usually is against this team, because they're going to get there. So that's the challenge in front of them, and we've had discussions with him about it, and he'll be ready for it.
There are no more questions. Thank you, Coach. One more question, left side. Sorry.
Is there any concern for you, given the stakes in a Game 7, maybe with how the game may be called tonight?
No, I said it before. I think these officials are here for a reason. They're the judge to be the best. I voiced my opinion on some calls I disagreed with. So I expect they'll be good. They'll call what they see tonight, and hopefully it's a good, clean game from them. Hopefully it's a good game from both teams. And like I said, I just want our team to be the team that executes better. That's our goal tonight, is to do the things you're supposed to win the game. And so I'm not worried about the officials at all, no.
That is Bruce Cassidy. You heard him talking there about wanting his name on the damn cup.
That's the line of the playoffs. That is the sound drop of the playoffs.
Think so?
Go back. That's all the good series. I mean, I like Krug's the other day.
Yeah.
We put a little more into it. We heard it. You know, about them congratulating themselves about winning it. Kind of putting a cart before the horse there, but I want my name on the damn cup. Boom. Right out. That's pretty good.
By the way, it was
if they win it, that's an all-timer.
It was Fluto Shinzawa who first reported that Matt Grizzlick has been cleared. So that indicates me medical clearance.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what Cassidy said. We only heard it there for a moment when it was happening live. But, you know, game time, sounds like he's going to play. And Connor Clifton would be out.
He was cleared last night.
There you go.
Got cleared last night. So there you go. He has been cleared.
You know, and he said that he's been skating with the team, and it's not like he hasn't been skating. Yeah, the whole team was skating together for those 11 days in between the end of the Hurricanes and the start of the Cup Final, and you saw him come out. A couple of guys were a little sluggish, and we saw some timing issues with regard to, you know, some of the stuff in the offensive zone. You know, Brad Marchand. Yeah. I even thought Torrey Krug looked, you know, like he had not playing at normal game speed for him, which is fast. It's fast for anybody, and especially fast for a defenseman. So while I'm happy that Grizzlick's been skating with the team, I still wonder if that's something that we're going to notice tonight, if he's out there and playing, if he doesn't look like he's, you know, quite there yet.
Yeah, I mean, we've covered the Patriots. We know what game day's like. And then you're down there, and you could tell when they have it geared back 70%, 50% speed walkthrough. We're down there at Warrior. They push them. They work them pretty damn hard. But to Hardy's point about Grizzlick, when it's 5-on-5 and you're against St. Louis, I don't know in those 11 days if you could assimilate the type of pressure, the type of physicality and the speed and the force that they skate with. Now, that's different skating.
So it's been, 13 days
now? It's good he's skating with them, but I think he said what? He's skating with us the past 11 days?
No, so I'm saying 13 days since the concussion.
So he probably took 2 days out, then started skating 11 days. Yeah.
forgive me for being a little concerned about having a guy with a broken jaw and a guy coming off a concussion in your demon.
Yeah.
Out of the six guys you got.
But he's what helped get you here, and if he's cleared and he's right, you know, I know Roenick told us you got the whole offseason to heal your jaw. Brain injuries are different. Hits to the head are different. But I'm sure the kid wants to play. I'm sure they want him to play. And they reached an agreement last night. He's cleared. He's ready to go. So put him out there. Let's see it. This is it. Game 7.
617-779-0985. Why don't we go to some of your calls? John's in Stoughton. John.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to say that, you know, if they're going to win tonight, and, you know, I think they will, but they got to dump that puck behind that net and just, you know, play simple hockey. They got the talent to overpower these guys. You know, don't get into the mistakes that you made in the games you lost, and they should go away with the cup, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what's going to change from game to game to game? It's tough to talk about because nothing carries over. There's no momentum. There's no rhythm to anything. I think everything's off the table tonight. I have no freaking clue what's going to happen tonight. I do know one thing. Tuukka's played pretty damn even kill game to game. That's one thing you could take away, right? Power play's been pretty damn good when they've gotten their chances. And you could tell this on a power play. When they shoot the freaking puck, they score. So if you get chances tonight, and I'm talking early, put it on this kid. I think he cracks tonight. I do. I think the floodgates open on this.
That's the one thing, but he's responded
well after losses. I give the kid that.
Because, well,
all playoffs long.
No, we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know because all playoff throughout this entire series, I've been waiting for that game where they jumped out and they scored like two easy ones on him early to see if he cracked. You know, to see if he was going to crack and see if he was just going to start letting him in.
No, I'm saying about after the games in which he's given up a lot of goals in the playoffs.
Your point's like Game 7 Vancouver, where you get a nice lead and you got something to play with early.
He hasn't given up goals in his next game. Statistically.
But Tuukka has been the most consistent thing out of either of the two teams.
That's why you got to jump on him early to see if you score that first goal or two, you can get him to crack again. I'm not saying it's got to be to the point where they pull him. You know, we got that once. That was fine. I'll take it. But in back-to-back games.
Early goal. I want his head down. I want him hitting the ice with his stick.
Yeah.
I want him throwing a fit because, okay, it's in his head now.
This kid's like, we didn't hear, like, great things about him beforehand, but he's, like, legit unlikable now. I'm sure we'll listen to that sound at some point during the show today with his
back and forth yesterday.
Yeah. You know what? During timeouts and intermission, skate to the middle of the ice. Go ahead and knock into a couple defensemen. It's a good look for a goalie. You're so intimidating. What's his number? 50? 5-0? 50? Jordan? Jordan Bennigan? Yeah. Getting itchy. Here's another thing tonight.
What?
It's game 7.
A bit more?
Game 7 in the city.
Yeah, tell me more about
that. Talk to me about
50.
Itchy.
Numerology there? What? Five?
You people?
Zero?
You people that are banging out of work early, and you know exactly what I'm talking about because you're tapping your foot right now in your little cubicle. Or maybe you already pre-planned it. There's going to be a lot of people around here in bars watching it because you want to be in the city. This is game 7. This might be last of your lifetime. So what's your plan tonight? What are you doing? Like,
first and last.
It's almost like, okay, you know what? We need a baby. We get a babysitter. We're going to the city tonight. Because you don't want to miss it if they win, right? This place will be shut down.
Are there going to be Bruins babies in 9 months?
What are you going to name it? Tuukka? Are you going to name your kid Tuukka? Tooka. Tuukka. Baby Tuukka.
I can see a lot of dogs being named Tuukka. It's not a lot of...
Not baby.
Not a lot of babies.
You name your baby Brady. Like, a lot of Bradys.
Yeah, Logan. A lot of Logans.
Logan.
Bradys.
What about Charlie? Charlie McAvoy. Charlie Coyle. A lot of Charlies.
Tori.
Tori's a nice, even a girl's name. So say you got the dad, you don't know what it is. Could be a boy, could be a girl.
Right.
Could be Pat. Tori's like right down the middle. Could be either.
Excellent point.
Mm, yeah, great. Tori Krug is the, Tori Krug is the athlete who has been in Boston the longest without a ring. He has not won a championship in Boston. He's long-suffering, Tori Krug. Longest tenured Boston athlete without a championship. Sad, really, when you think about it. So he will he'll be looking for that tonight. 617-779-0985. You want to get to the difference between a guy like Binghamton and a guy like Rask?
Yeah.
Those two, the goalies tonight?
Yeah.
How about we get to just the way they answered questions yesterday? Just that. The sampling of yesterday will tell you the difference between the two goalies and their approach to Game 7. We'll do that coming up after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.